Welcome to a very special live bonus State of Wrestling. This is completely impromptu. We're figuring this out as we go, but we are live on Facebook. So if you're watching this live, here we are on Facebook. I'm also going to push this out to the podcast stream so that everybody that subscribes to the podcast can also get in on this conversation, because just a moment ago, and I apologize for those of you watching on Facebook, you're getting kind of a look at my basement. I have a studio being built, so we'll be able to do things like this all the time. However, we're not quite done yet. Of all day, we'll be done. It should be done sometime next week, I think. Like, it should be done by next weekend. But until then, we're just in my basement. Of all times to not be done, this news gets dropped. And the news that was just dropped via WWE.com, I'm sitting there, I'm on the couch, I'm playing Grand Theft Auto. And I get a text from a buddy who I had been speaking to earlier, and he had complimented me on the podcast this week. And I said, thanks, man, that means a lot. And he said, forget about that thanks, man stuff. Give me a little bit of juice on this. And he sends me this screen grab. And I'm thinking that this is going to be like Neville walks out on WWE or something, because he's not like a giant wrestling fan, but not something that I haven't heard already. And I look at this screen grab. I hit pause on my game, and I look at this screen grab that I just get texted. And it's from WWE.com, and I checked it, and I'm on Twitter to verify it and everything. And it says, Kurt Angle, I'll tell you exactly what it says. I get this screen grab because I saved it and I pushed it out myself as if it were my own. It says, breaking news, Kurt Angle will return to action and replace Roman Reigns at WWE TLC, semicolon, and there's more, AJ Styles to battle the demon Finn Balor. So out of nowhere, on a late Friday afternoon, a pay-per-view that was set, and as we talked about on the podcast this week, was pretty much a one-match show. You know, Asuka making her first appearance was one thing. And as much as people were crapping on it, Sister Abigail versus Demon Spice Finn Balor was at least like, what the hell are they going to do? But really, the show was about the return of the Shield. All of a sudden, what is it, 48 hours before the pay-per-view, we get this message that two of the things that we as fans have been waiting for, one, since I guess around WrestleMania time, and two, since last year's Royal Rumble, are both happening on Sunday night. You've got AJ Styles versus Finn Balor. This is a match that, since AJ Styles came to the WWE, we've been waiting for. This is the match that, it's the two former leaders of the Bullet Club finally going head-to-head. People have been waiting for the Finn Balor-AJ Styles match longer than they've been waiting for the Shinsuke Nakamura-AJ Styles match. And it's happening at the pay-per-view. You've got that match, and, as if that wasn't enough, from the moment it was announced that Kurt Angle was going to be in the video game, from the moment it was announced that Kurt Angle was going to be in the WWE Hall of Fame, before he was the general manager, the one question was, is he going to get back in the ring? Is he going to get back in the ring? Is he going to get back in the ring? And we find out 48 hours before that, yeah, hopefully the guy still has all his singlets, because obviously he hasn't had a lot of time to prep. Thank God he's an Olympic athlete that stays in shape, I suppose. Because now Kurt Angle returns to the ring at TLC this weekend. It's crazy. I see this, Carl Smith on the Facebook Live feed. He says, AJ is SmackDown Live and Finn is Raw and TLC is a Raw pay-per-view. That's exactly right. This is one of those matches that, like, we wouldn't think we would see until, like, a WrestleMania. If that, I don't even think anybody was talking about it. The match that people have been talking about wanting to see for AJ at WrestleMania was Nakamura versus AJ, and that's mainly because the Finn Balor match seemed crazy at this point. Okay, that's something we'll hit way down the line. Way down the line. The only criticism of this is this idea that, like, well, you know, they're wasting this. These are things that have been built and built and that could have been built and built and built, and now we're just going to see it at this pay-per-view that we didn't even know was going to happen. Okay, fine. But that's like being like, oh, this dessert's delicious, but I could have had it, you know, in a year. Why would I want it tonight? I want to look forward to dessert all year. No, eat your dessert on Sunday. That's what I say. I mean, my God, there's chiming in. Where is it? Somebody says the Good Brothers. Will the Good Brothers make an appearance at TLC? It's a Raw pay-per-view. And who do they side with? Who do Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows side with in a match between AJ Styles and Finn Balor? I don't know. I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I'm kicking myself for the fact that I'm not on the pre-show this time. It'll be fun to watch at home. But there's a lot to talk about with this pay-per-view. That's why you're getting my take that I would be giving on the pre-show here. So there it is. You're welcome. Good for you. You get it on Friday instead of Sunday. And you get just me. No panel. Except you guys that are on Facebook Live with me. So, of course, the question on people's minds is, what is this medical issue that have kept Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt off the pay-per-view? And I guess, you know, people were talking about viral meningitis being around. And I looked up a little bit about viral meningitis. I don't know how long it lasts, because literally I just checked Wikipedia as I was setting my stuff up to go live, and then I was like, all right, well, let's just go live. Let's figure it out later. You know, why do the research when you can just talk about it now? Viral meningitis is like a pretty serious thing, it sounds like. It gives you like neck problems and back problems, and it sounds really bad. It's got to be treatable. I don't think it's a permanent thing, but they said, or the internet said, that the reason Bray Wyatt wasn't on Raw was the same reason Bo Dallas wasn't on Raw. And I guess JoJo wasn't there either, because viral meningitis. There was a viral meningitis outbreak, and those people all associating with each other gave it to each other, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know how it works. But then there were all these rumors, and it's like, okay, well, the question then pops up, what's going to happen? And I was talking to Conrad Thompson on the podcast that came out yesterday, and we were saying that you could do something. The fact that you have Sister Abigail instead of the demon, instead of Bray Wyatt facing Finn Balor, means that even if Bray Wyatt couldn't compete, you could figure something out. Sister Abigail could mean something different, right? But then rumor started breaking that other people on the roster also had viral meningitis, that it was taking over the WWE by storm like Hulkamania, except far worse. So, and I guess nobody really reported on who it was until today, when it's Roman Reigns, of all the people, to have viral meningitis, Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns, and the assumption is that it's viral meningitis, right? The assumption is that that's what's stopped these guys, because it's not a suspension, it's not a drug issue, it's not a punishment, it's not any of that stuff. But they said in the article, in the little blurb that WWE.com posted, that it's some kind of medical issue that Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt are both going for, and you have to believe that it is, that that's what it is. And it's one of those things that spread around in a locker room, I suppose. I'm shocked. So I'm surprised at the AJ Styles Finn Balor match, right? Because that's one of those matches that, again, you think you'd eventually see, but I'm surprised that you're already getting it, and it's like, whoa. Because you could do a lot of things. I mean, you could put Elias in there with Finn Balor if you wanted to. You could. There's plenty of guys that aren't on the pay-per-view that you could just throw in there with Finn Balor. I mean, honestly, you could throw him in there with, I don't know, Big Show or something. You know? But now you've got this AJ Styles match, which is an amazing turn. I think it's going to drum up a ton of interest in this show. But that surprises me. It absolutely floors me that Kurt Angle is going to be a part of this 3-on-5 match. Now, the thing you have to remember is that this is a 3-on-5 tag match. So, should Kurt Angle not be 100% ready? If it's not the Kurt Angle of old, if he's not exactly in ring shape, that's okay. Because he's got Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins there to disguise a lot. You know, you're going to be able to have, but think about it. I mean, we talk about how the problem with the general manager role on Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live is that with Daniel Bryan, with Mick Foley, you couldn't put your hands on these guys, that there was no comeuppance for the general manager, and the general manager was not allowed to get his comeuppance because you weren't going to see these guys in a ring. You've had this hostility between The Miz and Kurt Angle since The Miz and Kurt Angle started sharing Raw. You've had hostility between Kurt Angle and Braun Strowman for sure. We now have a match that is happening on Sunday where Braun Strowman can get his hands on Kurt Angle. I mean, my God, who would have seen this coming? You also have to wonder, like, if this is the WWE's plan B, don't you kind of wish they would always go with plan B? I don't want anybody to get viral meningitis. But if this was the plan B the whole time, I like the Kurt Angle shield. I think it's exciting. I'm reading some of these comments, and some people didn't hear this. It says, so what will Kurt Angle be doing? I don't know what Kurt Angle will be doing. But a lot of people commenting in on the Facebook feed right now. Somebody asking, did Neville have it? No, I don't think so. I don't think that Neville would walk out on Raw because he's sick. It's not a medical issue with Neville. I just can't. I see Aman says, I'm so excited for this AJ Finn match. There is so much history to play off there. Yeah, man. I mean, there really, really is a lot of history to play off there. I don't know. I mean, again, the criticism to this is that it's kind of out of nowhere and shocking and blah, blah, blah. But I don't mind it. I'm not mad at it at all. I think it's a great move. To know that the WWE's philosophy on stuff like this is we're not going to be able to deliver what we said we were going to be able to deliver. So here's some added value. Here's some extra. Since we can't give you what we promised we would give you, here's more than we said we would give you. Since we can't give you what we advertised we would give you, here's everything you ever wanted. Oh, thank you. Oh, that's nice. You know, what's there to be mad at? Here's everything you ever could have asked for. Oh, so cool. Thanks. Comments coming in like crazy. Bullet Club reunion. Does Kurt... Let me see if I can scroll up a little. Does Kurt Angle get the pinfall? Finn has to beat Styles since it's the demon gimmick. Well, here's the question. Okay. So the thing comes out that says, AJ Styles to battle the demon, Finn Balor. I guess the WWE sees the demon as an attraction in and of itself. And if they advertise the demon, they're not going to deliver Finn Balor. So I would imagine this is the demon Finn Balor, face paint Finn Balor, facing AJ Styles. The question remains, will the paint be orange? Or was the orange paint that Finn Balor was wearing specifically to combat Sister Abigail? I don't know. Justin says, Jason Jordan heel turn tonight? I hope not, because Jason Jordan is wrestling on a house show tonight, and I won't see it. CJ gets it. We can't give you what we advertised, so we will make it 10,000 times better. That's what happened here. That's what happened. There's nothing to complain about getting something better, regardless of the circumstance, I don't think. Oh, my God. I mean, I didn't see this coming at all. I think, you know, if we had sat down and said, okay, what happens if this breaks out, you know, what if you were one of the people in the know and you knew that there was a possibility, because most of us, I didn't know that there was a possibility of Roman Reigns not being on this pay-per-view. I don't think most of us did. I didn't even hear that name bandied about. But say you knew that Roman Reigns wasn't going to be on the pay-per-view. What would you assume that the WWE would do? I mean, this is bigger. Kurt Angle being put into this match is a bigger deal than if they had put Brock Lesnar into the match. Kurt Angle is a bigger deal because it's the first time he's wrestled in a WWE ring in, I'm sure it says in the WWE release. Mine cuts off. Many years. Many, many years. I mean, it's incredible. AJ Styles and Finn Balor will be a 5-star match, and Kurt will prove he belongs in the ring still. And I see your point, Sam, about why you think it's a great idea to have this. Trust me, I do see your points, but I do believe there needs to be bills to these things. No, I get that there. First of all, there doesn't need to be anything. There should be, or there could be, or I wish there was, but No, there's no such thing. There must not be anything. It's wrestling. But I understand the desire for a build, okay? I talk about on my podcast every week storylines and building up storylines and how important storylines are to me. All that said, you have spent weeks building up two big storylines. You can't deliver on either one of them because of things that are out of your control. You know, when you have an entertainment company that is based around human beings that are portraying characters, and you are live three times a week, every week, for all eternity, sometimes these human beings portraying the characters will display themselves as human beings, and they will not be able to deliver. When that happens, the philosophy that, okay, let's give them more, I think is okay for me. I think it's the right philosophy. You know, what is the alternative? Are you saying that it is better for WWE as a company to offer us a Finn Balor versus Elias rematch in lieu of the Sister Abigail match because the AJ Styles Finn Balor match deserves to have a buildup? I would say absolutely not. I would say, look, another Elias match, and I'm sorry to bring up Elias over and over again. It's just top of mind. But I go, another Elias match? You got to be kidding me. Why wouldn't you pull AJ Styles out of the bullpen, right? Here's something to keep in mind. This Finn Balor AJ Styles match is going to happen at TLC, and it's not going to happen again for a long time. It's not like this takes any steam out of these two. It's not like you can't revisit AJ Styles and Finn Balor. As a matter of fact, this becomes, whoever wins this match becomes maybe a catalyst for whatever the next thing in this story is, which maybe, it could be years down the road. I see somebody saying they want to see Kurt Angle give the Angle Slam to Braun Strowman. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine? 2017? You're watching TLC? You thought you were going to see a Shield reunion? Instead, you've got Kurt Angle in the ring giving Braun Strowman an Angle Slam? This is the thing. If you listen... It says, Anthony Rivera brings up a great point. I wonder if Jason Jordan's going to show up in the main event. I absolutely believe that Jason Jordan will. I mean, why not? You've gone to the effort of making it clear that he's Kurt Angle's son. If my dad was wrestling Braun Strowman, I would help him. I'd have his back. Maybe that just makes me an amazing person. Maybe that just means I'm a great guy. But I would have my dad's back in a battle against Braun Strowman, especially if I was a big muscular wrestler. Sam Roberts, as you know him, would probably not be terribly effective in helping his dad beat Braun Strowman. The last professional broadcaster is not the guy that you want to have your back in a battle of fisticuffs against a guy the size as Braun Strowman. But if I was Jason Jordan's side, heck yes, I would help my dad against Braun Strowman. So I believe, I think that is going to happen. Robert Flores says, now I hope they cancel Brock Lesnar versus Jinder Mahal. What does that have to do with anything? Huh? First of all, that match hasn't even been officially announced. But let's not start bringing things down. That's the one risk that the WWE has when they deliver. 11 years, by the way. I'm sorry. I'm just seeing these comments. 11 years is how long it's been since Kurt Angle was in a WWE ring. That's the one drawback, is that with WWE fans, sometimes you'll deliver on something like this and be like, you've got Kurt Angle coming back. You've got Finn Balor versus AJ Styles. So why are you making me sit through Jinder versus Brock? Don't worry about the bad stuff. We got the good stuff. Don't pay any attention to that bad stuff. We got all the good stuff. Sam, I am very new to wrestling and I am 31 years old. Which wrestler should I root for? The good guys. You boo the bad guys. Simple as that. Oh my God, I missed it. Why is Bray out of the match? Amanda, apparently there's medical issues taking Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt out of their matches at TLC. Rumor has it that it's viral meningitis, and it was kind of spreading around the locker room a little bit. And Kurt Angle and AJ Styles are being brought in to replace those two. Kurt being medically cleared kind of ruins that he was building to an angle to return to the ring in a much bigger story. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Like, it wouldn't have been that big of a surprise anyway. I don't think any of us thought that Kurt Angle was not medically cleared. You know, we couldn't say that he would, but they never said, hey, ladies and gentlemen, Kurt Angle's never going to wrestle. And then it's this massive surprise when he does, right? We just hadn't officially been told that he is medically cleared. And if Kurt Angle, he's wrestling in a 3-on-5 match at TLC, right? If at WrestleMania he has a big singles match against Triple H, it will be just as special, okay? When The Rock made his big return, and before, nobody even remembers this. Before The Rock's big return match, you know what The Rock's real return match was? The Rock's return match was at Survivor Series at Madison Square Garden in a tag match. It was John Cena and The Rock versus The Miz and R-Truth. People go, why are you wasting The Rock's return on that match? Guess what? 5 years later, less than 5 years later, nobody even remembers that match. You know, as I tell you, you're like, I remember that match. I know you remember that match. But you don't sit there and think like, oh, you know, The Rock's return at WrestleMania would have been great if not for that Survivor Series match. Nobody talks about it. Nobody says a word about it. Because it was a tag match. Because it was just kind of a spectacle. It was just giving the New York crowd a chance to see The Rock and get some buy rates up for Survivor Series that year. Which is what this is. All we're doing now is we're making up for the fact that we're not delivering on arguably the WWE's biggest good guy, Roman Reigns. He's not going to be there. So how can we make up for the fact? How do we make up for Hulk Hogan, John Cena, Steve Austin, The Rock? How do we make up for the fact that those guys were advertising they're not there? Well, what if we give you the Kurt Angle match you've been waiting for? What? Crazy. I mean, you know, I think it's amazing. Wrestling is fun, and I love random. Feels like Russo is booking, LOL. Well, it's not entirely fair, because it's not like it's random. It's not like it's just throwing stuff at the wall, because this was never part of the plan. It's not like they spent, if it were the Russo years, you would have spent all this time building up, you know, a match with The Shield and Miz and The Bar and Braun Strowman and Kane. And you turn around and you just scrap it just because. Like, you just throw Kurt Angle in the match on the Friday before the pay-per-view just because. There'd be no viral meningitis. So this isn't quite that. This isn't quite the, oh, I don't know, we're just going to see. We're just going to see what happens. We're just going to throw it all against the wall. That's not this, you know. It's not like we've spent 4 weeks building up a Sister Abigail match only to just decide 2 days before the pay-per-view. That's really lame. Let's do the AJ Styles match right now. Like, they're not just choosing to do that. You know, their back is against the wall. And when you put Vince McMahon's back against the wall, he's going to come back and he's going to crush you. The universe, not the WWE universe, the actual universe. Grab Vince McMahon by the lapels. Picked him up, crunched up his blazer. It's an expensive blazer too. Shoved him against a wall. And the universe said, we're taking Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt from you, McMahon. And we're going to ruin your night. What are you going to do for TLC? You've only got 48 hours. And Vince McMahon said, universe, you can kiss my ass. And he threw us AJ Styles and Kurt Angle. What? By the way, you know what's amazing? You know what's incredible? That Kurt Angle and AJ Styles being added to this TLC pay-per-view that is full of WWE stars is making it seem like this is the event of the century. Oh my God, I can't believe what we're seeing. TNA had them both. TNA had Kurt Angle and AJ Styles. If you are Impact Wrestling or any of the people that have been in charge of Impact Wrestling over the last several years, how can you not look at something like this? The internet losing their mind collectively over the fact that AJ Styles and Kurt Angle are going to be on this pay-per-view. How can you not think to yourself, we had that and we couldn't capitalize? Why couldn't we do that? Why couldn't we get that done? I don't know. I don't know, but it's really amazing. Dale says, now watch WWE turn Roman Reigns into a heel and go against Ambrose and Rollins. I don't think so. I don't think so. The Shield reunion was working. That's why you have to pull out the big guns here. That's why you have to throw in a Kurt Angle. Because the Shield reunion was really, really working. people were cheering Roman Reigns almost collectively for the first time in, I would say months, but maybe over a year. You were hearing cheers for Roman Reigns because he was back with the Shield. People loved seeing the Shield back together. So it is a disappointment that it's not happening. So the WWE decided they don't want their fans to go in unhappy. They don't want their fans to go in and say, well, I thought I was going to get this. No. We're going to give you something you'll like even more. And I think it's amazing. A surprise return would have been such a huge pop, I suppose. But the problem is that the internet, WWE needs to stay on top of this, right? Yes, Kurt Angle surprising everybody. But the internet would have already known that Roman Reigns was not going to be at the show. The internet would have figured it out. Roman Reigns wouldn't have been on the house shows this weekend. You know, Ryan Satin would have flapped his gums or something over a pro wrestling sheet. Whatever. Meltzer would have said something. Somebody would have said something. And we would have known that Roman Reigns wasn't going to be on the show. So instead of having us be like, I'm not going to watch TLC. You know, it was a one-match show anyway, and that match isn't even happening. Instead of that happening, the WWE gets in front of it and says, yes, no, those rumors are true. However, we're going to go ahead and give you the show of the century. How about that? How about we throw another super show at you, huh? How about we just gave you Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon in a Hell in a Cell. Awesome Hell in a Cell match. How about before that, we gave you John Cena versus Roman Reigns. Okay, how are we going to follow up those two pay-per-views? Kurt Angle's return and AJ versus Finn. What do you think, guys? Oh, my God. Any news on KO? I've seen Kevin Owens' name pop up a few times here in the podcast feed. I mean, in the Facebook feed as we're recording this bonus State of Wrestling for Sam Roberts Wrestling podcast. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about Kevin Owens. I don't know if he's got the viral meningitis too. He's got the viral meningitis, but I mean, if he does, that would suck. But he's not on the pay per view anyway. Donnie says this about the TNA conversation: it's not the wrestlers, it's the brand. Doesn't matter who is in TNA, WWE will always be bigger than TNA or any other wrestling organization. It's not a matter of TNA being bigger than WWE. It's a matter of TNA having a stigma. It's a matter of TNA having a stigma with it, saying like, no, TNA is kind of lame. But they've got everybody that makes WWE cool, you know, or had at one point. Let me scroll down. These comments are going nuts. KO was taken off of the tour, Anthony Rivera just told me. Man, I need to find out. Does anybody know? It says, I saw he left the South America trip and he's coming back to the United States. Sam, do you think this is why Nia took a leave? This could be. So Nia Jax took a leave of absence. And Alexa Bliss did an interview, I don't remember with who, maybe with the New York Post or something. And Alexa said that Nia Jax was just taking a leave of absence to kind of refresh. That it wasn't a situation where she's walking out or unhappy or anything like that. And I wouldn't be surprised if they wanted to keep this viral meningitis thing under the wraps or whatever. I mean, maybe it's not, I think it's viral meningitis. Everybody says it's viral meningitis, but they wanted to keep this medical thing under wraps. They didn't want the internet to go crazy yet. Because again, WWE wanted to control it, which good on them. But maybe they didn't want the conversation to start. And so they said, well, Nia Jax is just, she's just taking some time off. But I want to know, I don't know if anybody knows if it is viral meningitis, if anybody knows how long does it take to recover from that? That's a big deal. How long does it take to recover from viral meningitis? Kevin Owens is taking time off due to personal reasons. Yeah, I don't know. It says KO was personal reasons, allegedly. So is Nia Jax. Maybe this is it. But SmackDown and Raw have separate locker rooms. So I don't know why viral meningitis would, you know, walk from a Raw show to a SmackDown show, not infect anybody except WWE superstars. 7 to 10 days. Ryan Ross says 7 to 10 days is when viral meningitis will get out of your system, which is interesting because, yeah, I mean, I guess people started talking about this on Monday. They said that's why Bo Dallas wasn't on Raw, you know, and that's why Bray Wyatt wasn't on Raw. So maybe it's just terrible, terrible timing. And they'll be back by Raw or maybe next week's Raw. But I can't believe we're going to see this pay-per-view. Again, WWE, all WWE has officially announced. Viral meningitis is rumor and innuendo at this point, I would still classify it as, although it's pretty reliable because that's what everybody's reporting. But the reality of what's going on is that WWE has said both Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt will not be on TLC this weekend because of medical issues. Roman Reigns in his match is being replaced by Kurt Angle, and Bray Wyatt being replaced by AJ Styles. It's just amazing. Joseph Delostrito says, Kurt Angle versus Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. I can't tell you. I can't tell you how much I would love it, but I don't see it happening. I don't see Daniel Bryan ever being back in a WWE ring. Ryan Lender just got in. How long till the whole thing is posted on iTunes? As soon as I'm done here, I'll get the audio up on iTunes. SE Scoops is reporting that it's mumps. Maybe it's mumps.
Ooh, the kissing disease.
Maybe it's mumps. I don't know. I mean, you do hate to hear your WWE superstar has mumps, right? It doesn't sound like the scariest thing. Mumps has finally stopped the one-man army known as Roman Reigns. It's one versus all, Roman Reigns versus mumps. You know, I hope it's not mumps. It could be mumps, though. Yes. Kurt Angle versus John Cena at WrestleMania. Could be that. Could be Kurt Angle versus John Cena. Certainly could be Kurt Angle versus Triple H. This is crazy. That's the craziest thing I ever heard. Kelly is asking, why is WWE forcing Corey Graves down our throat? Because he's the best guy on commentary right now. He's amazing. I've never heard anybody felt like Corey Graves was being pushed down anybody's throat. And I think Corey Graves is probably the best color commentator since Jerry Lawler, if I may be so bold. And I mean Attitude Era Jerry Lawler. I mean Jerry Lawler, you know, JR and Jerry Lawler, Jerry Lawler. Do you think it will be Finn or Demon? Well, Ryan, we were talking earlier, and it says that AJ Styles will be taking on the Demon, Finn Balor. So they're not taking the Demon away from us. They are not taking the Demon away from us. Dan says, how many viral meningitises are we away from Daniel Bryan returning? Maybe that is the key. Maybe Daniel Bryan just needs to infect everybody with viral meningitis, and he can finally get back in the ring. Well, that's what we got right now. That's what we've got right now. Doesn't this sort of ruin Angle's return because there hasn't been a build or a storyline? I talked about that a little earlier. I say no, not at all. Now, what do I think is going to happen here? I would imagine. So let's talk about Finn Balor versus AJ Styles. This could not be better news for Finn Balor. I think that all of us, even the most optimistic of us, have been cringing about the, you know, Orange Demon versus Sister Abigail match. Even if Finn Balor beats Bray Wyatt as Sister Abigail again, what does it do for Finn Balor? Does he really look better coming out of this story? I don't really think so. Because it's kind of like blah. But AJ Styles? A match with AJ Styles? Oh my God. You're going to have a match now that I think is going to steal the show. Because AJ realizes that he gets to have this match with Finn Balor. And I think Finn Balor's going to realize that, oh my God, I get this opportunity. Finn Balor has not gotten a ton of opportunity since he's gotten back from his injury. He's been way far away from the title scene. He's been having matches. I mean, I'm not saying he's been doing poorly, but he's been having matches with Elias and having matches with Bray Wyatt. He's been down a little bit since coming back. So now, he's got this moment where he gets a match with AJ Styles. Two of the best wrestlers on the planet going one-on-one at TLC. And I think both those guys are going to realize that it's something to take advantage of. Okay, so Finn Balor now has a match where not that many people cared about it before. Now everybody cares about it. Where it's a match we've seen before. Now it has the potential to be the best match, certainly on the pay-per-view, if not the best match of the year. And there is no doubt in my mind that the Demon Finn Balor is going to beat AJ Styles. That's way better than beating Bray Wyatt. I really think that the Demon is going to beat AJ Styles, and I think he should. I think that AJ is at a place where he can afford the loss. If he loses, he'll be able to bounce back, and he'll still be the best thing on SmackDown, if not on the whole roster. If Finn Balor loses to AJ Styles, I think a lot of people start to really lose faith in Finn Balor. I don't think he can do a loss right now. And it's a Raw pay-per-view. You know, coming off that pay-per-view on Monday, we want Finn Balor to look strong on Raw. We'll figure out AJ on Tuesday. You know, we did this. We did the Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt substitutes within 48 hours. We got 48 hours to figure out AJ Styles after the pay-per-view. That's not going to be a problem. We don't even have to mention. We can get to SmackDown, and we don't even have to mention the Demon match if we don't want to, because there's a whole separate thing going on over here. Finn Balor, I think, is going to win, and it's going to do really good things for him and for his character. Now, as far as the 5-on-3 match, I think Kurt Angle actually brings a really interesting perspective, because there's this conversation of what do you do? You got 5-on-3, five of your top bad guys versus The Shield at first. And the theory is that since The Shield is coming back, and since you want Roman Reigns to look as strong as Roman Reigns can, you're gonna have The Shield win, right? Right. Because you don't want to pin Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and certainly not Roman Reigns. Now that Kurt Angle is in the match, you can pin Kurt Angle, and it's no tragedy. I mean, Kurt Angle is not a young guy. He hasn't been in a WWE ring in 11 years, and WWE is not really acknowledging the stuff he did outside of the WWE ring. So the story going into that is that Kurt Angle could have 11 years of ring rust on him, right? Why not? Just say he's got all the ring rust on him. It's all ring rust. And Kurt Angle can easily... Kurt Angle getting pinned by Braun Strowman. Not only can Kurt Angle be pinned, Kurt Angle should be pinned. Because now you've got the opportunity to create a storyline going forward where Kurt has to order people around. He has to have the respect of his superstars on Monday Night Raw, but one of them has beaten him. He's got to tell Braun Strowman what to do, but Braun has beaten him. Even worse, here's exactly what I would do. I would have The Miz pin Kurt Angle at TLC this weekend. I would have The Miz pin Kurt Angle because it's not going to hurt The Shield at all. You can have The Shield being fended off by Kane and Braun Strowman and Sheamus. You can have Cesaro and The Miz beating up Kurt Angle. You can have Braun Strowman at one point give Kurt Angle the running power slam and then go back to fending off Rollins and Ambrose. And then to have The Miz hit that skull-crushing finale and pin Kurt Angle, because then The Miz gets to go on Raw from here until eternity. And he gets to say, hey, you can't tell me what to do. Mr. Olympic hero, I beat you. I pinned Mr. America, Mr. Olympic hero. It's perfect for The Miz. And honestly, I wouldn't mind if Kurt Angle's first singles match back in a couple months, whether it be at Royal Rumble, whether it be at WrestleMania, is a match with The Miz. I love The Miz, though. Love The Miz. So I think The Miz needs to be the one to pin Kurt Angle at this pay-per-view. And then goes on Raw and just takes no crap. Just takes nothing from Kurt Angle. The Miz needs to spend the next several months reminding Kurt Angle, hey, I beat you. Hey, I beat you. I love it. I absolutely love it. I saw one comment over here. Something about, I wonder, the comments are coming. You guys are coming in too quick. They need Balor to win. He's in limbo. Yep, that's right. I agree with that. I wonder how Kurt Angle looks without a shirt. He has a big belly on Raw in that suit. So does he wrestle in a t-shirt? I hope he doesn't wrestle in a t-shirt, but I mean, you know, I haven't seen Kurt Angle with no shirt on, but I've seen Kurt Angle walking around. He looks like he's in a pretty good shape. Looks like he could rip my head off. So, pull a Jericho where he beat Austin and Rock the same night, bragged that. Yeah. I mean, look what it did for Jericho. Right? Nobody saw that coming when Jericho beat Austin and The Rock, and there was all kinds of shenanigans and tomfoolery, but Chris Jericho made a career of announcing that he was the first undisputed champion. Same thing that The Miz could do by pinning Kurt Angle. I love it. I love it. A lot of people saying I couldn't agree more. Just imagine Kurt coming out in the tactical gear. Kurt Angle having to walk through the crowd in black fatigues. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Kurt Angle's going to have to find a singlet. What do you think that conversation was like? Do you think they gave Kurt Angle a just-in-case talk like on Raw on Monday? Hey, man, this is just a thought just in case this gets bad. I don't think so because Roman Reigns was wrestling on Raw. He was in a cage match. He was wrestling a lot on Raw. So this couldn't have been a thought on Raw. You think they just called Kurt Angle like this morning like, hey, dude, so how's it going? Oh, good? Yeah. Hey, you still got those medals? You know, the medals you won? You used to wear them to the ring? Oh, you do? You still okay. You still got the medals. That's good. You got your knee pads and stuff like that. You do have your knee. Oh, good. Cool. Your boots, too? Oh, they're on the wall? Oh, that's cool, man. Yeah, displayed somewhere, huh? Yeah, cool. You have any of those singlets? Remember those singlets you used to wear? You got those singlets? Oh, you do? And they're spandex, so of course you fit in them. Yeah. All right, bud, we're going to need you in the ring on Sunday night. What? We're going to need you in the ring. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to need you in the ring. Jordan could help Angle 4-on-5. Yeah, Jason Jordan could come out and help Kurt Angle. But I still. Or what if Jason Jordan doesn't come out and help Kurt Angle? What if Jason Jordan doesn't come out and help Kurt Angle? And then The Miz shows up on Raw and he goes, I beat you, Kurt. And where was your son? Oh, where was your sweet, sweet son? Nowhere. Because he's afraid of The Miz. Maybe. I think it's more likely that he comes out and helps Kurt. But even so, it's 5-on-3. And two of your five are Kane and Braun Strowman. You shouldn't have a problem. So yeah, I think for all these reasons and more, I'm very, very excited about this show. Chris asks, what in your opinion do you think they had planned for Kurt Angle in the future before they had to pull this switch? Just seems to me like they had this in their back pocket with him and would have had to clear him earlier and just had to push this sooner than they wanted. Yeah, there's no doubt that now we know that Kurt Angle has been cleared to wrestle and they've just been waiting for their moment. And I think part of bringing Kurt Angle back as the GM was the idea that he would do one match. I think that they look at Kurt like they looked at Sting in the sense that this is a guy who could have a pretty cool limited run. You know, and Sting would have had a few more matches in him had he not had that injury in the Seth Rollins match. So I think the thought has, I think, my theory is that the thought had always been to use Kurt Angle in the ring in some kind of special match or whatever. But never like this. Like I said earlier, I think it'll be okay. I think the fact that it's a multi-person match means you can cover up a lot of things. We still get that burst of adrenaline from seeing Kurt Angle, but it doesn't take the specialness away from a Kurt Angle singles match, and it's just something I'm looking forward to. All right, so to wrap it up, we've been going almost 45 minutes. Wow. AJ and Kurt Angle are in for TLC. Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt are out for TLC. Medical reasons. Some people are saying mumps. Some people are saying viral meningitis. Either way, they are not going to be at the pay-per-view. Kurt Angle is in the multi-person match. He's replacing Roman Reigns in that match. And AJ Styles is going to be facing the demon, Finn Balor. I can't wait. Again, I apologize for the studio. Wait till you see the Not Sam studio. Okay, wait till you see what I've got in store for you. You guys are going to love it. Don't forget, if you're in New York City this Tuesday, come to the Highline Ballroom in New York City. Highlineballroom.com for tickets. It's going to be me and Bully Ray, Bubba Ray Dudley, for the first time doing a big interview since retiring at Ring of Honor at the pay-per-view over the weekend. I will be getting all the answers from Bully Ray. You're going to want to be there. It's Tuesday night. It's this Tuesday, October 24th, 8 p.m. Highlineballroom.com. There's a meet and greet too. And I'm telling you, if Bully Ray is retiring, odds are he's not going to be doing that many meet and greets because the guy doesn't like to leave his house. So get your tickets now. Go to HighlineBallroom.com. Thank you for tuning in to the Facebook Live. Thank you for downloading the podcast as always. And yeah, follow along on social media because We're going to have a lot to talk about. See you guys later.